From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Lynn Neary. We're going to hear now about efforts to rein in Iran's nuclear ambitions. The year began on a note of cautious optimism, but talks in Geneva and Istanbul proved inconclusive, and the Arab Spring soon pushed Iran out of the spotlight. With 2012 fast approaching, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that the days of cautious optimism appear to be behind us.
One Step Forward, Two Steps Back was the title of Vladimir Lenin's 1904 book on Communist Party politics. But even that gloomy analysis might seem rosy to those seeking a diplomatic solution to the Iran nuclear dispute. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, under attack from other conservative factions at home, continues to find a safe rhetorical haven in defending Iran's nuclear program and in attacking the UN nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency. He's heard here through an interpreter.
They've appointed a man as the chief of the IAEA who has no authority. He even violates the agency's rules. The Americans have fabricated a stack of papers, and he keeps speaking about them.
The agency, under Director General Yukio Amano, has been consumed by the Japanese nuclear disaster this year. But in November, it found time to release its sharpest report yet on Iran, listing a series of unexplained activities that the agency said could be relevant to the development of a nuclear weapon. Iran, which insists its program is entirely peaceful, calls the evidence fabricated. Its supporters said the allegations dated from 2003 and earlier. But nuclear experts say a careful reading of the report shows that some of the alleged activities continued well after 2003, which for some raises the question, are they continuing today? Former IAEA inspector Oli Heininen, now at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, says in light of Iran's accelerating ability to enrich uranium, the potentially weapons-related experiments are worrying. Heininen says there simply aren't too many other reasons to conduct a test, for example, on a nuclear trigger mechanism.
It's a very unusual that someone does studies like that. Someone is really thinking that what is needed if I decide to make the nuclear weapon. And we don't know exactly the magnitude of those activities. We see certain things in the IAEA reports, but I have a very simple question. Is it all what is there, or is there more which we don't see?
Fearing another round of covert operations, sabotage, or worse, Iran says it's moving more of its nuclear work underground. One lawmaker announced this month that work on an additional nuclear plant in Isfahan province had begun, only to have his claim disputed by the country's Atomic Energy Organization. Analyst Mark Hibbs wrote this month that, quote, it would appear that none of the players, not the United States, not Europe, not Russia and China, not Iran, and not Israel, really wants a negotiated settlement. It's a point of view that makes sense to a number of experts.
I personally do not see anything happening until the American election and possibly after the Iranian election.
That will be in the spring of 2013, says Iran scholar Farida Farhi at the University of Hawaii. She says the leadership in Tehran, divided as it may be, seems to have concluded that the Obama administration is unwilling or unable to make a viable deal, which from Iran's perspective means a deal that preserves some kind of right to enrich its own uranium. In Washington, meanwhile, Farhi sees reflexive election year Iran bashing nullifying any diplomatic initiatives. Earlier this year, Russia floated the idea of a step-by-step approach in which sanctions would be eased as Iran complies with international demands. But the harsh November report from the IAEA angered Moscow, leaving that proposal in limbo. Farhi says that, in effect, leaves the international community with a one-track approach.
I think they have moved completely into the stick part of the stick and carrots approach, essentially because they really have not figured out what to do with the question of enrichment anymore.
A report from the RAND Corporation this summer suggested that Washington could keep up the sanctions regime, but also offer incentives to encourage Tehran to answer international questions about its nuclear program. In the current climate, analysts say there's likely to be vocal support for the former and a resounding silence on the latter. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.